Yeah, it was a bit tricky.
Yeah.
We went from obviously having a lovely club, buzzing and vibing and all that sort of stuff, through to not being able to do lessons. And so we quickly switched to Zoom and tried to get people across there, which is, you know, not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
I think the martial arts is something people want to see and be inspired by and physically want to go and do. And so we switched over to the Zoom and ran classes that way. And we still had a number of members join us with that one.
So this new book,
So.
My Hero, was this something that spawned from lockdown, or has this been on the back burner for a while and now is the time to get it together?
Yeah, it was sort of on the back burner. So I think I wrote it about 3 years ago. And I sort of had a period of time where I was teaching Taekwondo, and I had a lot of parents come in to me and say, "Oh, yeah, we need another positive role model in my child's life." And I had so many parents say that to me. I was like, "Yeah, that's actually a really good idea for a story. I wonder if I could come up with something." And so I went home and sat on the computer and just to see what I could come up with. And an hour later, I pretty much had my story. So,
You whipped it up in an hour.
yeah, about an hour. Yeah, it's sort of one of those things. I wrote it, and they, well, you know, when you're on the ball, you're on the ball. And
Yeah.
it was just flowing, and it was great.
That's that
And then I've
Taekwondo
tweaked it up
laser
since there.
focus in
That's
action.
it, laser focus. But yeah, no, it was really good. I sort of I thought, you know, well, how can I approach this?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, a lot of kids look up to, you know, superheroes. You know, they love Spider-Man or Superman or things like that. But in all honesty, there's people maybe that are closer to home that they can kind of look
Yeah.
up to. You know, the introduction in the story is basically, you know, he looks up to Superman and then says, "You know what? Maybe let's pick someone more down to earth." And
That's what
so
I
he
love
starts
about the
going
book.
through.
It's to aspire and be inspired by those who you come across every day, or maybe you've start to hear more about them, like our doctors, like those on the front line, but even those who live within our own house.
Yeah, exactly. There's always people to look up to, and I think kids sometimes don't see that. I think they kind of go for the, like I said, the Superman, the Spider-Man, you know, people like that, and think, yeah, that's my hero, or that person that, you know, that rock star. So, I mean, it's great to aspire to, you know, people like that. Obviously, you know, very few will turn into be Spider-Man, but you know, you've got to be inspired somewhere. But I think, you know, there's a lot of people that they can look up to, that, you know, might just live down the road, or,
Yeah.
you know, dad's always a good one for a boy to look up to, or mom, or, you know, there's always good attributes from every person you come across, and it's just trying to, you know, hang on to those and say, "Oh, yeah, that's really good, you know.
That's actually a
That's
really
what I
good
want to do
point.
when I'm older."
The attributes, because I say that to my nephews, you know, they tell me about someone they see on YouTube, because it's all about YouTube at the moment, but they'll tell me
Yeah, of
about someone
course.
they've read or seen on the news, and I'll go, well, what do you like about them? How did you and the Torquay Artist come about?
I spoke to Mark from Brolga Publishing. He said, "Well, look, we've got a couple of illustrators that we work with. If you want to have a chat with them." And I said, "Oh, I actually really like Louisa, who's local, and it'd be great to work with her."
Yeah.
And he jumped on it. So he said, "Yeah, I've actually heard of her before, and, you know, see if she's free." So this is a year later.
Right.
And yeah, so I said to her, "Right, I'm up and running. I'm ready to go. Are you free now?" And she said, "Yeah, I'd love to work with you."
Oh, the stars
So
aligned.
yeah. Yeah, and it was great because we're both in Torquay, and it was, we could actually, you know, catch up and have a chat and, you know, go over some ideas. And she threw a few things at me that I had no idea about. She's like, "Well, what sort of color palette do you want to use?" And I was like, "Huh? What, a color palette? I have to think about
This
that."
is the whole learning on
So
the fly again, Alistair. This is the whole, you know, just diving
exactly.
headfirst in and creating something. Not only is a lasting legacy something you can look back on and go, I created this with my own two hands, but it is something that is just going to be cherished by so many generations to come. It's called My Hero. All the details to it, krock.com.au. But make sure you get around and support Alistair Lawson, a local book talking about the heroes we all should have in our life. Maybe it's not too late to aspire to be Spider-Man, but we've got a few options anyway. Alistair, thanks so much for your time, mate, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.